battle features Edge Tire on Wednesday. Nebraska Senator Deb Fischer introduced legislation to end deceptive labeling practices for alternative protein products. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 12th of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade remained mostly undeveloped through Wednesday afternoon, with too few transactions to trend in any region. There were 1,068 head offered in the weekly fed cattle exchange auction, but no takers. Midwestern fat auction prices were less than encouraging, $1 to $2 a hundredweight lower at Sioux Falls and a touch lower at Tama, Iowa. Yet, logic suggests packers need to be somewhat aggressive given the upcoming midweek holidays. Despite the lack of cash direction, cattle futures closed higher on Wednesday. Live cattle futures closed an average of 60 cents higher, while feeder cattle futures closed an average of 78 cents higher, across a range of 47 cents higher at the back of the board to $1.15 higher toward the front. Wholesale beef values were lower on light demand and moderate offerings, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Choice box beef cutout value was $2.84 lower Wednesday afternoon at $218.65 a hundredweight. Select was $1.63 lower at $203.72. Corn futures closed 4 to 5 cents lower through July of 20 and then mostly 1 to 2 cents lower. Soybean futures closed 5 to 7 cents lower through November of 20 and then 3 to 4 cents lower. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed at the weekly Wednesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Feeder steers weighing less than 750 pounds sold $1 to $3 lower at OKC West in El Reno, Oklahoma. Steers weighing more than 750 sold $1 to $2 higher. Feeder heifers traded mostly steady. A day earlier, steer and heifer calves sold unevenly steady, with the AMS reporter noting that buyers were being very cautious about flesh and days weaned. There are 10,291 head on offer across both days. At Hub City Livestock Auction in Aberdeen, South Dakota, compared to Saturday's sale, steer calves weighing 4.5 to 700 pounds sold steady to $2 lower, heifer calves weighing 450 to 650 sold $2 to $4 higher, except for mostly steady at 500 to 550 pounds. Lower undertones were noted for yearling steers compared to a week earlier. There are 4,815 head on offer. Steers weighing 600 to 650 sold $3 to $8 lower at Bassett Livestock in Nebraska with 3,600 head on hand. Heifers weighing 550 pounds sold $5 lower. Based on the preliminary report, feeder steers weighing 650 to 850 sold $2 to $4 higher at Winter Livestock Auction in Dodge City. Feeder heifers sold mostly steady to $2 lower. There were an estimated 3,300 head on offer. Finally, at Creston Livestock Auction in Iowa, steers weighing 600 to 700 pounds sold $1 to $4 lower. Heifers weighing 500 pounds sold $1 to $4 higher, but $4 to $8 lower at 600 pounds. There are 2,408 head on offer. Major U.S. financial indices edged higher on Wednesday. Support included the Federal Reserve's decision to leave interest rates unchanged. Further, economic projections of Federal Reserve board members and Federal Reserve Bank presidents suggest little to no change next year. According to a statement from the Fed, the labor market remains strong and economic activity has been rising at a moderate rate. Job gains have been solid on average in recent months, and the unemployment rate has remained low. However, that statement goes on to explain, although household spending has been rising at a strong pace, business fixed investment and exports remain weak, while overall inflation on a 12-month basis, not counting food and energy, continues to run below 2%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 29 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 9 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 37 points. U.S. Republican Senator Deb Fischer from Nebraska, a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, introduced the Real Meat Act on Tuesday to end deceptive labeling practices for alternative protein products. The bill would clarify the definition of beef for labeling purposes, eliminate consumer confusion resulting from misbranding, and ensure the federal government is able to enforce the law. Senator Fisher explains, "Beef is derived from cattle, period. Under USDA, beef undergoes a rigorous inspection and labeling process, but plant-based protein products that mimic beef and are sometimes labeled as beef are overseen by the FDA instead. These products are not held to the same food safety and labeling standards as beef. Americans deserve to know what's on their dinner plate." The Real Meat Act will protect consumers from deceptive marketing practices and bring transparency to the grocery store, she says. The senator cites a study by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association that found 55% of consumers did not understand that, quote, plant-based beef wasn't beef at all. This bill would help to clear the confusion by codifying a definition of beef for labeling purposes and allowing the USDA to take action against misbranded products. NCBA President Jennifer Houston says it's clear that fake meat companies are continuing to mislead consumers about the nutritional merits and actual ingredient composition of their products. She adds that we commend the efforts of Senator Fisher on introducing this legislation, which would end deceptive labeling of fake meat products and allow cattle producers to compete on a level playing field. The Senate bill is a companion to one introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives in October. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 12th of December. You can find more at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.